On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And our last guest walking into the house of our Super Bowl party here on Football Sunday, covered in sweat, rolling all over the mats at his jiu-jitsu class. How was it, Jason Sukanik? How was jiu-jitsu this morning?
It was me and a bunch of dudes. You know, that's how I like to do Sunday morning. Just a bunch of sweaty men. A
lot of dude sweat, man. That's a good thing.
Very interesting show this morning with Dusty and his little wieners, and now Jason Sukanik rolling around on the ground with a lot of sweaty dudes. But
that is how I spent my Super Bowl morning, yes. trying to choke other human beings.
Hey, who can blame you? Speaking of Super Bowl Sundays, I believe you are the only person on 1080 The Fan that has at least been in a locker room on a Super Bowl Sunday. I have to ask, though, were there any snaps? Did you get any snaps on that Super Bowl game? Buccaneers?
God, no. No. I wasn't even in uniform. Come on. I'm in the stands. I'm just part of, the contingent. No.
It was a blowout, though. They didn't do the whole throw the JV squad in.
Go get your letter today.
Yeah, no one's go get your pads on. No. Sweatshirt and T-shirt.
So, all right, you weren't in pads, but so were you in the locker room, pregame locker room, halftime, or was it because, practice squad, they're no, you just kind of stand out in the hall?
Yeah, you're just kind of out and about and all that stuff. So you're there for, some of the lead up to it. But, no, I always tell people, I was in, nothing to do with the Super Bowl. Been close to one, had lots of friends that have played in them. My roommate in college, Brett Kiesel, won a couple in Pittsburgh. So seen some of the before and after parties, and it's a big deal. Leading up, even going through the playoffs, each round it just intensifies, up. And, like I said, I got a brief glimpse of it, but you're around the game and you talk to people, and again, being close up to it, there's nothing like it. That pressure is real. It's why they have the 2 weeks, leading up to it. There's guys that are having to try to find 75, 80 tickets, and they have to pay for those. That's not free, and they only get so many. So, I remember Warren Sapp, who was I'm not going to say he was a friend, but let's say we talked and were friendly. And, of course, he was trying to hit me up for mine because I think he had to come up with, 60, 70 tickets. And, guys are losing money. Guys are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to take care of friends and family, and you can't do that with a week. So that's why they have that week, the lead up to it, is the guys can get all that stuff done and that the guys can party. If you don't think that some of those players were out, that week before when they first get to Vegas having a good time, then, it's just not correct. You want to believe that everyone is hyper-focused on the game. I can assure you that plenty of players that will play significant roles in this game had a good time in Vegas for a night or two.
So, and you mentioned being incredibly close to the situation and how much of a stressful kind of few days this is, but we hear a lot of coaches, a lot of players saying, it's kind of business as usual. But is it, though? And I think that's the kind of, what is the typical week for a team or players prior to the Super Bowl?
Well, football players and teams are creatures of habit. So you'll have your same install days, and they try to make that week leading up to it. They're going to try to make that as normal as possible. And so when they say business as usual, you're talking the same thing. You're going to have the same install days. You're going to have the same, you know, padded practice. You're going to have the same walkthrough. I mean, all that stuff is routine. But, you know, you're at the Super Bowl way before. I mean, most of the time, again, you're going in the day before the game. You're having the walkthrough at your home stadium, and then you fly, you go to a hotel, you have your night, your film session, your review, and then you know, you're at the stadium the next day. The Super Bowl is not like that. So when you hear that, yeah, it's business as usual, you're trying to make something as normal as possible. But, you know, the pregame is three times as long. The halftime is a half hour as opposed to 15 minutes. So there's nothing normal about this. Like, I mean, this is all coach speak where they tell you that nothing changes, and it's just not true. Of course it changes, and of course people feel pressure, and that's just the way it is. There's just, so you know, that's all stuff that people, you know, say to try to, try to normalize it and take emotion out of it. But watch guys when they run out of the tunnel when they're introduced. Watch guys on the sidelines and tell me if that's the same intensity as a regular season game. Or the equivalent would be like when you watch a preseason game, that's different than week two.
Right.
And week two is different than week 12. And week 12 is different than week 17 when a playoff berth is on the line. And the wild card round is different than the NFC title game. And the NFC title game is sure is different than the Super Bowl. It keeps ramping up. I mean, this is the pinnacle. I remember when I was in Tampa, Lomas Brown was one of our tackles. And I think he had played for 17, 18 years. And this was his only time to play in a Super Bowl. And believe me, if you don't think that was the most important thing to Lomas at that point in his life, then I can't begin to describe to you what someone is like after spending, you know, not just 17, 18 years in the league, but probably the 15 years leading up to that playing football. I mean, that's a lifetime's achievement. And a lot of these guys realize they're not getting back.
Right.
I mean, Kansas City is a unique situation. This is what their fourth Super Bowl in 6 years. Most guys realize that when you get here, it may be your only opportunity. So, you know, not to go all M&M, but yeah, it's your one shot, and there ain't no guarantees to get back. So yeah, the pressure is real and all that stuff. It's don't let anyone fool you into thinking that that's just another game, because it's just not accurate.
Yeah, speaking of today's game, though, I mean, I feel like this Super Bowl has been one of the harder to try and, like, pick a side or choose if someone's going to cover the spread, what team's going to win. How much stock are you putting in the performances over the last couple of weeks by the 49ers and the Chiefs? Or are you looking at this like, you know, all bets are off, this is an any given Sunday moment, and you are leaning a certain way because of whether that be the roster makeup of the 49ers, because of Mahomes and Kelce factor? Like, what do you, like, how are you approaching the game when you're looking at breaking down these two teams going up against each other?
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Well, I don't. If you look at it as season-long thing, San Francisco is a better team. They just are. Kansas City didn't look that good this year.
Right.
And San Francisco had that weird three-game stretch in the middle. But San Francisco has been a better team and probably has an overall, I would say, player-for-player better roster. But I don't care what happened in Week 6. It means nothing. Coaches in the NFL usually, and now it's different because there's 17 games, but they always said that 16 weeks, four quarters to a season. So four-game packs. I don't care what you did in Week 8. I don't care what you did in Week 12. What did you do in the fourth quarter? And when you look at the fourth quarter and now we look at the playoffs, Kansas City in their three games has been the better team. San Francisco has not. San Francisco has been outplayed in 7 of the 8 quarters that they've played. And, you know, you could say they're fortunate and luck comes into it. I mean, Kansas City probably had some good fortune, too, with Baltimore letting it run down their leg when Kansas City didn't play very good in the second half. But San Francisco was flat-out outplayed in 7 of the 8 quarters. And, you know, if Detroit makes one play, one, in the second half, they're not here. So when I look at who's playing the better ball right now, not even close, it's Kansas City. And then when I want to look at these matchups, who has the better defense? It's not even close. It's Kansas City. And most of the time when great offenses meet great defenses, who wins? The defense. So who has the better defense? Kansas City. Who has the better quarterback? Kansas City. Who has the better coach? Kansas City. Who has the better special teams? Kansas City. And I'm not saying San Francisco can't win, because I said all this about Baltimore, and, you know, Baltimore lost. You know, Baltimore was better than Kansas City just on about every front, and we saw how that went. So, but when I look at the matchups, I don't see how Kansas City, to me, isn't the play here. Doesn't mean San Francisco can't win. Like I said, overall, top to bottom, probably a better roster. Their coach is plenty good. They got Chris McCaffrey, who might be the best player not named Patrick Mahomes in the game. Plenty of guys on defense. But I look at the way San Francisco's playing, the way Kansas City's playing, and all those matchups I just talked about. I can't bring myself to pick against Kansas City. But I think it's going to be a close game, just like it was a couple years ago.
So there's a lot riding on Kansas City, and especially riding for Andy Reid. Before Kansas City, Andy Reid was known as the guy that just couldn't get it done for whatever reason. Those great years in Philly, great teams, just couldn't you know, answer the bell. Now he's on the verge of his, you know, potentially third Super Bowl win. Where would that put Andy Reid in the pantheon of great coaches?
I hate the, you know, you win, you're great, you lose, you're terrible. Like, Eli Manning isn't better than Dan Marino. He's not. You know, he won two. I give Eli credit. Andy Reid is greatness. He's not Bill. No one's Bill, you know. But when you talk about even guys that have been to this many Super Bowls, so this is his fourth Super Bowl that he's been to, fifth when you include Philadelphia. He went to, was it 4 or 5 straight NFC title games in Philadelphia? Andy Reid is great. I mean, obviously he wins, then he really enters truly elite category, because right, not many guys have won three. But whether he wins or loses, and whether this is not, whether this is the end, you know, there's some speculation that maybe Andy's ready to go eat cheeseburgers and not worry about football. Andy Reid is greatness. And if anyone doubts Andy Reid or feels like he needs to justify anything with this, then you're not paying attention. Just off of quarter or coaches that I've seen in my life, Shula was a little before my time. You know, I caught kind of the tail end of that. But, you know, you look at Bill Walsh, you look at Bill Belichick. I think Andy Reid is in that category. He's not the best, because you can't say that. But whatever tier right behind the truly best of the best, I think Andy Reid is there, and I think he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. And win or lose, it won't change my opinion one bit of where Andy Reid is.
So, is this Super Bowl Sunday for you a classic Jason Sukanik Sunday of just sitting on the couch and or hot tub with Chinese takeout, or are you spending it with people at a party somewhere?
No, that is my party was this morning. So I woke up early and I lifted heavy things, and then I went and fought other men, and now I'm going to go home and eat way too much Chinese food and drink way too many Coors and sit on my couch. No,
that's my spirit animal right there.
Yeah, my gal is, she's off. I think she's doing wine tasting somewhere.
Yeah, your gal and my gal, that is what they're doing. They're out at the winery out there in Yamhill County today. So
yeah, they're wine tasting, and my son is working, and so that means I will be unfettered on my couch, and it will be fantastic. There will not be pants involved, and yes, at some point, I'm guessing that a cigar in a hot tub will be happening probably sometime after halftime, I should say.
Yeah, and the more that I hear stories from my lady friend about how you spend your time, and I don't know if it's just this Super Bowl or just me getting older, but the whole doing nothing thing.
It's phenomenal.
As I start to get older, it really does sound like quite the treat.
You got to lean into it more, Joe.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, there is it's one of the, I saw a meme the other day, and I've never felt more connected to something in my life. Said my greatest curse is I'm the friendliest unfriendly person you'll ever come across. We're gonna go out, we're gonna have a good time, we're gonna laugh, but at the end of the day, I really don't want to be there, and I'm kind of mean. So that's me. I have no problems being out and about, but I like being an old curmudgeon sitting at my house. So today will definitely be an old curmudgeon day.
Well, I will say one of the biggest upsets so far of the day is that you said Coors and not vitamin R. I am quite surprised by that.
Oh yeah, well, I mean, that's there. I mean, like, if you go into my garage fridge, there's really, if you come over my house, you really only have two beer choices. Like, I know everyone, we're Portland, and it's beers, and there's nothing I love better than going to a bar with like 72 local taps and then ordering a Rainier. It just pisses people off.
If you come
over to my house, there is no Coors Light. Coors Lights can get pound sand. If you want a light beer, that's where the Rainier comes in. And if you want something a little heavier, there's Banquets. There's Yellow Jackets or Stubbies. Those are the only two beers that are ever in my fridge. And if you don't like that, then we can move to whiskey. And if you don't like that, leave.
Yeah, I got Mickey's at the house.
Oh, there you go. Little Mickey's Hornets, little Big Mouth.
Absolutely.
Get down with that.
Again, and this could just be me getting older or being a cheap ass, but the more I go out and order craft beers and have to order a $7, $8 craft beer and then tip a dollar, and then I see that Coors Light on the menu for $5, I'm like, boy, I think I might have to start gravitating towards the cheaper domestics, I think.
That's where I start. Man, give me the Coors, give me the Rainier, no problem. Shoot it.
I'm a simple man.
All right. Well, thank you, Sook. Appreciate you spending some of your Super Bowl Sunday with us, and enjoy the Coors on the couch with no pants.
All right, boys. Have a good one.
Take it easy, bud.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.